Hello, I'm back to give another review of an app called Voice Memo Wi-Fi. Okay.
Home, voice Wi-Fi. Double tap, voice Wi-Fi. Double tap to open. Voice Wi-Fi, record, heading.
Let me give you a little bit of information about the program. You can use this to record memos. You can upload it to Google, Dropbox, as well as other open-end options. There's, I think, 5 tabs going across the bottom of the screen. That's start on the bottom left.
Selected. Record. Tab. 1 of 4.
That's where you do your recording. If we go to the right.
History. Tab. 2 of 4.
Okay, it's 4 tabs. The history is your recordings. That's where your recordings are kept. Go to the right.
Setting. Tab.
Settings. And one more.
About. Tab.
The about
4
tab.
Of 4.
Let's look in the settings.
Oh. Setting. Tab.
And double
3
tab.
Of 4.
There ain't much here. Let's go to the top left and swipe to the right.
General. Heading. Generate file name. When recording finishes, switch button. On.
Okay,
double
I have.
Tap to toggle setting.
I have this option selected on to automatically generate the file name with the date and time when I press the stop recording button.
Recording quality, heading.
Recording quality.
Low, button, 1 of 3. Medium, button, 2 of selected. High, button,
okay,
3
of 3. Okay, I got high selected.
Google Drive.
And that's where you can load in your Google information so you can upload to Google Drive.
Record, tab.
And we're back to the bottom tabs. Let's click on the record tab.
Selected. Record. Tab. 1 of 4.
And if we touch the top screen.
Record. Heading.
And swipe to the right.
Record. Button.
There's the record button. And if we swipe to the right.
0.
It's our record timer. Right now, since we're not recording, it's set to 0. As we swipe one more time to the right,
stop, dimmed,
there's the stop button. Let's do a short recording. Let's swipe back over to the record button.
0, record, button.
What I like to do is, when I double tap record, I go ahead and swipe over to the stop button so it'll be automatically focused. So when I get ready at the end, I just double tap. Okay, we got the record button highlighted, so let's double tap. This is a demo test of the Voice Memo Wi-Fi app.
Stop. Dimmed.
Let's go down to the second tab to the bottom.
History. Tab. 2 of 4.
Our history tab to find that recording.
Selected. History. Tab. 2 of 4.
Move to the top left.
Edit. Button.
And we get an edit button so you can go in and rename or delete. Let's swipe to the right.
History. Heading. Wi-Fi icon button.
Wi-Fi button will turn on the Wi-Fi and give you the instructions to connect via Wi-Fi to Internet Explorer, which I had problems connecting, but I used Firefox with no problems, just connected with right away with Firefox. Okay, but I don't usually use the Wi-Fi upload. I just upload to the Dropbox. Let's swipe to the right.
20,130,411,0039374A/11/13, 12:39 a.m. 0.17 MBS 08.
Okay, and that's the recording we just did. Name with the date and time and size. And if we enter on it, I mean double tap it. Let's do the stop button.
Controls next. Controls prep. Controls mute. Controls next. Controls stop. Button. Controls stop. Controls stop. Controls next. Controls prep. Button.
I'm just swiping to the left now.
Controls mute. Button. Controls play. Button.
That's the play button. Let's try to play it. And for some reason, it's playing through the earpiece.
button.
And once it got through playing, then it come back to the speaker. It didn't do that on my iPod.
Action button.
Anyway, top right side will give you an action button. Let's double tap the action button.
Alert. Action for this voice memo. Delete button.
We don't want to delete it.
Email attachment button. Upload Google Drive button. Open in. Ellipsis button.
That's what we want. Let's try the open in.
Open in Dropbox button.
And that's what I want. Dropbox, that's what I always use. But let's swipe to the right through the options we have.
Open in SkyDrive button. Open in EviewDisk button. Open in Box button. Open in iCatcher button. Cancel button.
And cancel. Let's go back up to Dropbox.
Open in Dropbox button.
And double tap it.
Dropbox. Save to Dropbox. Save button.
And we land right on the save button. If you don't, the save button is the top right. Just double tap on save button.
Playlists. Dropbox plus. Edit check. Playlists. Sort. Search this. 11. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20.
it goes in my Dropbox folder / playlist, and that's fine. I just left it like that. Let's minimize Dropbox.
Voice Wi-Fi. Double tap to open.
Go back to voice Wi-Fi.
Voice Wi-Fi. 2013 04.
And go to the top left.
Back arrow button.
And go back.
History. Edit button.
Let's go to the edit.
Done.
And swipe to the right.
History. Heading. Wi-Fi icon. Dimmed. Dimmed. Button. Delete 20,130,411/00393734A/11/13/12:39 AM. 0.17 MBS. 0.
We just double tap that to delete the memo.
Delete 20,130,000. Confirm deletion for 20. Test. M4A 12/20/12:9:35 PM. 0.13 MBS. 0.5. Delete test. Dimmed. Wi-Fi history. Heading. Done. Button.
I just swiped to the left. I got to the done button and double tap.
Edit.
And if we go down to the bottom of the screen, bottom left corner.
Record. Tab.
Back to recording tab.
Selected. Record. Tab.
And that's it for this program. Voice Memo Wi-Fi. At the time I bought this program, I got it on a special. It was free. I'm not sure, but I think now it may be $1.99. If you have any questions, you can email me at musicmaker365@gmail.com, spelling musicmaker365@gmail.com. Thank you for listening.
You can also leave a voicemail by calling 206-426-3505.